from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Day three, I see Yankee fans, Mets fans, Jets fans, Giants fans, Islanders fans, Rangers fans, Devils fans, fans of The Fan in New York. My name's Keith McPherson. Thanks for coming out. You guys have packed this spot. Look how many people we got right here. Hey, everybody, pull up. Spoiler alert, we're going to talk sports. Dial 888-808-1019 if you're not here. And if you're not here, I guess you can still buy a ticket and show up, because it's going to be a year from now until this comes back. And I got to start off talking about Fanatics Fest, New York City, the greatest fans in the world, and what this has been like for 3 days. Let me take a seat. So I don't know if this is some of you guys' first day in here. If it is, good for you. You made the decision to come. There was a lot of conversation about how much the ticket prices were and what's all going to be in there. I underestimated this. I planned on coming here Friday for a couple hours. I went home to get my son. Saturday, I wasn't going to come here. But after I saw what happened on Friday, ESPN First Take, Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, everybody that you love from TV, radio, social media, streaming, YouTube, podcasts, is under one roof right here in the Javits Center. Let's just make a quick round of applause for the Javits Center, Fanatics, WFAN, everybody that's got a booth out here that set this up over the last 3 days, and of course for yourselves. I love how everybody has come out here repping their favorite teams, and then even WWE, UFC being involved. I'm like, isn't WWE also at Comic-Con? Did they get to double dip? Either way, it's been amazing, and I thank you guys coming out to support myself and WFAN today. So I've been to Coachella, I've been to Bonnaroo, I've been to Lollapalooza, I've been to EDC, I've been to a bunch of music festivals, I've been to Comic-Con, the Pinstripe Pride event. Anybody go to American Dream for the Pinstripe Pride event? Yankee fans, like, I've been to autograph signings. This is everything together. Make sure you get your selfies with people. I will stay and take a picture with every single person. Make sure you get your videos for your own social media. And that's how you maximize the 56 bucks or whatever it was that you spent. Now, I said we were going to talk sports, right? And I know what you guys want to talk about. Daniel Jones. Luis Severino? Maybe Luis Severino. Let's start with Sevy before we get to Daniel Jones, right? We're definitely not going to talk too much about Carlos Rodon. We're going to just sweep that one under the rug, keep on moving. Williamsport, hopefully the game doesn't get rained out. But, man, Luis Severino, when the Mets signed Severino, coming out in the offseason very early and picking him up, I laughed at it. I mocked it. I looked at it like, ah, of course, the Mets picking up Yankees scraps. But as a Yankee fan, you watch Severino's whole career. You watched him come up. You know what type of guy he is. I used to call him Sevy Houdini, Magic Man, and we got a Magic Man masterpiece yesterday. When I got home from Fanatics Fest, I got home in time to see him stay out there. You know, Mendy, I think he hit the batter. Mendy wanted to take him out. He let him rock. And I saw the fire that Severino had. And then I realized, you know, all the talk about what's the Mets celebration, what are they doing when they're hitting the air? Well, they smacking? No, they're not just smacking people. That's a sign that we're trying to spank our opponents. We're spanking people. And the Mets got to get back to doing that, or there will be no October. 888-808-1019. Luis Severino puts together his best performance all season when you need it. He'd been struggling. A lot of the conversation was about innings and how many pitches he's thrown and how long it's been since he's gone this deep in a season. And he answered the bell. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to say, well, Keith, it's the Miami Marlins. I don't care. At this point in the season, you hear me talk about spoilers. You hear me talk about haves and have-nots. Listen, teams like the Miami Marlins are swinging away. They're playing up. They want to rain on your parade. A little bit of rain on our parade today, and maybe a little bit of rain on the Yankees parade later. We'll get to them in a minute. But, man, I just had to tip my cap to Luis Severino, David Stearns for making that signing. A complete game. We don't see too many complete games anymore. That's a throwback. That's what baseball wants. So a round of applause for Luis Severino and the Mets for fighting, coming out, taking the series, handling business, and controlling what they can control. I clipped a stat yesterday as I was watching MLB Network. A bunch of stats with Severino, right? Severino yesterday, inside the start. MLB Network wrote that he had 113 pitches, 78 strikes, 32 called strikes and whiffs. He faced 32 batters. He had 25 first pitch strikes. Strikeouts to walks, 8-1. Sevy was grooving. You know, Sevy last year as a Yankee, at the end of the season, it was like he was throwing batting practice. But you know what? That guy is healthy. That guy is a dog. That guy's fighting. And I just got to give props first. You know, I'm not above apologizing. I was wrong about the Severino signing, right? I laughed at it. I mocked it. I thought he was going to be trash this year. He's been solid. And if the Mets plan on doing anything as far as making a run to October, they're going to need that guy. Now, I jokingly said I wasn't going to talk about Carlos Rodon, but we have to. I was right in here yesterday. If you look back there, MLB has the Mets game on right now. So for any Mets fans that do want to watch the game, MLB will have it on the big screen over there. And I kept going over there to watch the Yankee game, waiting for them to score a run, waiting for them to break through. And, you know, my first thoughts were, we're just not going to have a consistent lineup for a little while. When you look at the Yankees lineup yesterday, obviously 2 days ago, you see Peraza in there, right? You see Trevino comes back. He's in there. You see DJ in there. Then the next day, they swap those guys out, right? You get Cabrera back. You get Wells back. You get Rice back. And it's like, all right, we knew that was going to potentially happen. But consistency is key. You need a consistent lineup. You need to know who you're batting in front of, who's batting behind you. And if not, you can have a day like you had yesterday where they only managed a few hits and zero runs. And every Yankee fan that saw that game yesterday said, I've seen this a bunch of times. How many times this year have you seen the almighty New York Yankees with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge get shut out in a game like that? Specifically with Carlos Rodon on the mound. I'm not a big Carlos Rodon fan. I'm rooting for the guy because I root for the pinstripes. But, you know, he had a rocky start, really that second, third inning. And you know what? When he doesn't have it going, when he's throwing the ball right down the middle of the plate, it's like the whole team is affected by that. It's like the whole team feels like that. If he is rocking and rolling and he's got the bulldog mentality and he's going at guys, it's infectious. The guys feed off that. So yesterday, looking at that Yankees game, I barely looked at it. I'm not going to hold you. I was in here. I was chasing after Drewski and Jake Paul. Livy Dunn was in here. KD, Ant-Man came through. I'm like, I'm not going to stress about the Yankee game over there as the Yankees lose 4-0. And coincidentally, the Mets had the same score, but they came out on the winning end. 888-808-1019. Now, let's get to what everybody I know is going to want to talk about. DJ, Danny Dimes, Vanilla Vic, Daniel Jones. Listen, I got to say this, right? It's preseason. It's practice. We're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice. I know it was an exhibition game, but it was practice. Allen Iverson is going to be in here today. If anybody sees AI, please find me. Even if I'm live, I'll let somebody else take over. Oh, complete. I'm throwing footballs into the crowd. If you throw it back to me, all right, I can catch it, I hope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Of course I can catch it. I need AI out here. I need to see Allen Iverson. But what I'm saying is, we make so much about exhibition, right? The first exhibition game, it was Now we need Tommy DeVito to be the week one starter after Drew Lock goes down. And you got to think about it. If Drew Lock didn't get hurt, maybe we don't see Daniel Jones in the second game. If Drew Lock doesn't have the hip injury, maybe he's available. But when you're down quarterbacks, there's not that many quarterbacks on the roster. Daniel Jones was forced to play. I've been defending Daniel Jones. I feel like the guy gets a ton of slack. He's had a ton of obstacles thrown in front of him, and there's more on the way. I would say more than half the fan base is against the guy. I would say more than half the Giants fans are like, nope, done, don't want him. He's not the guy. And we all see the writing on the wall, right? If he struggles this year, if he gets hurt this year, there's an out in the contract next year. But I'm rooting for Daniel Jones to prove people wrong. I'm rooting for Daniel Jones to show that he's worth the money that they gave him. And with the money that they gave him, you could rest assured they're not going to start anybody else but Daniel Jones. Now, let's go back to the game yesterday. As I'm looking at the game and I'm looking at these plays, right, you're looking in the first, you know, the pick six, let's say. You're inside your own 10. It goes back to play calling. If I'm inside my own 10, I'm not running any type of play that makes my quarterback go backwards into the end zone. Even in practice, exhibition, preseason game. So I'm looking at that play, and I see that fake, and then I see Daniel Jones gets in trouble. This is a guy who hasn't played in a long time. This is a guy who, he's coming back from the ACL. You can tell he's overthinking it. He wants so badly to make a play. He wants so badly to be the guy. He wants so badly to make it happen right away. He forces a throw, a terrible throw, and it gets picked. If you're in your own end zone, it's exhibition. Just take the safety. It doesn't matter. I'd rather the 2 points than the 6 points, 7 points. So it's just a bad play, but that's teaching material. Again, that's Daniel Jones and Dable. They're going to be yelling and screaming at it. And I understand the fans that say, hey, year six of Daniel Jones, you shouldn't be making those mistakes. But he's human, and he hasn't played in a while. You rather him make those mistakes now. You rather him get it out of his system now. You know, the other interception, it was an underthrow. That's a timing thing. They just got to keep getting reps. They got to keep throwing passes in practice. Man, 3 weeks from today, right, around this time in 3 weeks, you will probably be showing up to the bar, or you might be at the stadium, or you might be planted on the couch for 7 hours of commercial-free football. We're that close to the NFL season coming back. So there's not that much time to tweak, not that much time to refine. But the Giants, I think, will be fine. Malik Nabers, I know everybody's already said he's the GOAT. I know everybody said he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Okay. But he showed you yesterday with the passes he caught, just his route running, how he's able to get open, and he's a hands catcher. The guy catches the ball with his hands. They're going to try to throw the ball downfield. They're going to make that guy the number one target. You draft him number six overall, you absolutely have to. You absolutely have to make that guy a focal point in the offense, man. Looking at the Giants, I just look at the outlook for the Giants this year is, hey, if the Giants don't win a lot of games, you already know where we're going. If the Giants, good toss. If the Giants don't win a lot of games, we're looking to next year. If the Giants don't win a lot of games, Daniel Jones will not be the quarterback of the future. And that's okay. But now looking at the Jets, right, I look at the Jets and I say the Jets should not play Aaron Rodgers in the preseason at all. I look at the Jets and I say they could be very good. I was right here yesterday. Yeah, you could throw it. Completions. I'm right here yesterday with Andrew Perloff, and we're talking about the Jets, and we're talking about the Niners, and I said, if they can get past the Niners, they got a good shot to start off 5-0 undefeated. And I think they're better served for what happened last year. They're better served for not having Aaron Rodgers after those four plays because they made the offensive line better, they made the defense better, they drafted better, and now everybody's got a chip on their shoulder that they absolutely got to go out there and prove that they're a contender. They have one of the best rosters in the NFL. They have a lot of talented guys on that team. Is Rob Saleh going to be the reason that the Jets don't succeed? I don't know. Nathaniel Hackett is better served in year two. I think the Jets have a good shot this year to be one of the better teams in the AFC. I know. I see you back there shaking your head. The same pessimism. You're wearing a Mets jersey. The same pessimism you have about the Mets carries over to the Jets. Seen this episode before, you think. Nope, something bad's going to happen. Same old Jets. But no, you stay down till you come up, man. It could be different. Aaron Rodgers is different. You've never seen a quarterback like that in a Jets uniform. This guy, if he's healthy and he's upright, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, the receivers that he has now, on top of obviously Garrett Wilson, which we all know about, Mike Williams. Alan Lazard did not come here to play with Tim Boyle. Alan Lazard's going to have a better year, right? We'll see what guys like Malachi Corley and Xavier Gibson have. But really, those guys up front, too, this is a really good offensive line if they're all healthy. Nice picture. You got a picture of me? That's from the stadium. Yeah, it's from the suite. We've met before. We met. Again, nice to see a lot of you guys. I appreciate the support. A lot of you guys I know from Yankee Stadium. Some of you guys I've met out here from the first time. Ross in Bergen County out here who calls the show a lot. Shout out to Ross. Now Lisa from Irvington. Like, it's super cool to break down the wall of callers, you know, because I hear you guys, but I don't always see you guys. And then when I meet you in person, it's great. And then even to break down the wall of social media, a lot of you guys support on Twitter and Instagram. And we get to shake hands and take selfies and have fun. So we're going to have fun today. We're going to enjoy this. We're going to take a break here. I know a lot of you guys want to do selfies and videos and content. You should. That's how you maximize the $56 ticket or whatever it was to get in here. We're going to take calls at 888-808-1019. Call me up if you want to talk Severino, Daniel Jones. Call me up if you want to talk about Carlos Rodon and the Yankees offense. And will they play tonight at Williamsport? I really hope they do, but I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen with that with the rain. It's going to be tough. It's obviously a neutral site. I always tell you guys on air how I went to camp down there as a kid. It's amazing down there. And I hope that the Yankees are able to play because ESPN, of course, wants that Sunday night baseball. And they want the Yankees, their first time ever playing in the Little League Classic Players Weekend, to get that done. What's going on back here? Jay-Z walking through? When you're listening, yeah, when you're listening on the radio, the beats, I'm all for the hip-hop beats. It comes through on the radio and there's like Jay-Z back there, Carmelo, KD. Let me know. I can't see him. Again, 888-808-1019. We're live from the Javits Center. KM to 3 p.m. KM to 3 p.m. we'll call this. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.